Hey guys, welcome back to Worst Ever Podcast. Oh, it has been a holiday break. One for the ages, my friends. A lot is late. Late is late, people. And I don't care because I'm going to start the damn podcast, whether he likes it or not. So, too bad, so sad, you lose. So, welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I am your host, Christine Lincoln. God, that feels good to say. Just get it all out there. I would love to be the only one. Not gonna lie. Okay, so today on the podcast, we have Jordan Lane. Jordan is a celebrity stylist. Yeah, that's a thing. We're gonna talk about what that means. And I'm sure she's got some crazy stories, you know, from all of her styling back in the day. Like, as a celebrity stylist, are you like, I mean, you're seeing everybody's junk. I'm just going to put that out there. I only say that because I just had a stylist. And, like, this is someone you've just met. And you are basically stripping down to your skivvies. Sometimes less than that while they try clothes on you. So they don't care. They are, like, so they're like doctors. Doctors of clothing. They basically, they're not even looking at you sexually. They're literally just trying to zip that zipper up. They're trying to make sure that, like, you look good in the clothes. It's kind of a crazy thing. But these people, you know, it's a part of the business. That just doesn't come together organically. You don't see someone on a carpet and think, oh, they just picked that out of their closet. They got that off the rack. They woke up like this. No. Guys, let me be really clear. Anytime I post a picture or anything from a photo shoot or a promo shoot or a red carpet, it has taken a village. Like, there's a hair person, a makeup person, an assistant, a stylist. You know, there's a lot that goes into that. So, smoke and mirrors, everyone. Smoke and mirrors. But before we get into that, I had a great holiday. It was very rich with food and beverage. My food choices were cookies, lots of cookies. I was just eating for Jesus. I was eating basically anything that came into my eyesight. I was working out, but I kind of was like, yeah, but I'm working out, so I can have that half pound cake. You know, I was doing that kind of a thing. And those three Manhattans last night. I woke up on January 1st feeling like a dump truck. So I am back on the wagon. I am doing a dry January. Yep, that's right. I've never done one of those before. I'm really just trying to go on the straight and narrow. And I want to actually talk to you about something awesome that I have found, which is RX bars. And I don't know if you guys have ever tried these, but I recently did, and I love them. You've probably seen them. I think they sell them at Trader Joe's. Also, Training Mate, the place I work out, they also sell them in the front. Okay, so I'm a big fan of, when I'm not eating for Jesus, I'm a big fan of whole food ingredients. I don't like to not be able to pronounce crap. That makes me crazy. When you look at a, you know, ingredients list and you're kind of like, what is extra carrageenan 12 yellow number 7? Yeah, that can't be good for you. There's nothing in there that can be good for you. So I'm really big on whole ingredients. So this is the cool thing. It literally tells you what is in it. It's on the label and it's like in really big writing. So it'll say like 3 egg whites, 2 dates, 6 almonds. Like, I see 3 egg whites and I'm like, ew, is that going to be gooey? It's not at all. These bars are really so good. I was kind of shocked how much I liked them. So like the egg protein, that's just for the protein. They bind the whole thing with the dates and then the almonds or the nuts, whatever nuts is in, it's kind of, is it like a crunchy texture? So you guys, they come in like 11 amazing flavors. These things are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. So for all you people out there that, you know, have like, you're on different diets, yeah, you can eat this bar because it's all the freeze of all the different things. No artificial flavors, no colors, no preservatives. This is like my kind of bar. I'm loving it. I keep them in my purse. I keep them in the diaper bag. I keep one in my car. Like, I don't have time, and sometimes I forget that I'm not going to be home for lunch, and this has literally been saving my life. So personally, my favorites, if you want my opinion, I'm really loving the peanut butter chocolate. I love, they have a maple sea salt. So good. They also have a mint chocolate. Now, mint is, you know, you got to be a fan, but I am, and I've always loved, like, mint ice cream. So It kind of has that minty texture to it. So here's what we're going to do. If you guys want to try this, you want to get on the wagon like I am, I'm really trying to be healthy. I'm trying to trying to slim down just a little. I just want to, tone up, eat healthy. You can get 25% off your first order by visiting rxbar.com/worst and enter code worst. As far as a healthy snack goes, this is kind of topping my list these days. RX bars. All right, let's get to it. Worst ever podcast, 2018. Booyah.
The worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best served funny. Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast.
I forgot to do it, damn it.
Oh, thank God I got one in.
Huh.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So today on the podcast, we have a friend of yours.
Yes.
By the name of Jordan.
Keep going.
Does she want to say her last name?
Her name is Lane. Jordan Lane.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a secret.
I don't know if it's a real last name, which I'm going to ask her, because it sounds so Jordan Lane. That might be her texting, because she's late.
Late is late. That's what you always say to me. Yeah,
she just parked.
Okay, perfect. We have Jordan Lane on the podcast. She is a celebrity stylist.
Yes.
What does even a stylist do?
Well, don't you work with stylists?
I do, but I'm saying for the people out there.
No, I'm asking
who have
you
never
seriously, do you work with stylists?
Oh my God.
Because you could never tell.
You are so rude. I dressed very cute today.
Whatever.
We are currently recording today from Outlaw Studios in Hollywood, California, because I'm on my lunch break and I have a voiceover job today, and this is the only time we could figure it out. So this is how dedicated I am to the podcast. I'm eating my salad and recording on my lunch break.
Well, I ate breakfast and lunch on your lunch break here at Outlaw Studios.
And they have a lovely lobby, don't they?
I got a Keurig going on right now.
I got a Keurig. They got free coffee.
I just like how we're recording outside of the recording studio.
I know.
But I mean,
it's
I don't think.
Little.
We could not all fit in there.
It's
that
so
would be
tiny.
A little much. That would be
like
a little much.
It's a very small little booth.
That's the most intimate worst ever.
Yeah, seriously.
When I think I'd have to sit
and
on Allah's lap. Yeah, yeah.
Worst be a little... ever. I mean, I'm in that booth sometimes for 6 or 7 hours a day. So I like to get out.
Wait, how long have you been in there so far today?
I got here at 9:45.
All right. That's like a good, do you feel like the thing you're working on, do you feel warmed up for it? Or did when you came in, were you like, la, 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 like,
yeah, I was like,
gargling.
La, la, la,
yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was
Jordan
doing.
Lane, everyone. Jordan Lane.
Jordan Yay. Lane. Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
But give her
wow,
a second to sit down.
You're
thrusting
in, bitch.
Waters and microphones
Lord.
In her face.
Wait a minute.
Her swim in
here. Relax.
Jordan, is your last name really Lane or is that a made up name?
Well, it's what I... Well, this is my dilemma, is that it was my married name.
Oh, that's right.
It's now since divorced name.
Right, we're going to get into that, too.
Now I'm getting remarried.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But what's the plan? What happens?
Well, aren't you taking his name?
Yeah, but then, my kids are Lane...
I think you can do whatever you want.
I'm super thirsty. You're going to have to let me have one sip of water.
Yeah, just let her relax for a second.
She's
God.
Late. I hate late.
I only just came from the hospital, but it's fine.
Oh, no. How is your daughter?
She's fine. She's super
use the
fine.
What happened?
How about use the mic?
My daughter was
use
doing
the
this
mic.
Crazy. My six-year-old was doing this crazy eye-crossing thing.
Uh-huh.
And they thought it was something actually a little more severe. Did a million tests on her. She's crazy. Farsighted, up close, blind as a bat. So it's only glasses, but it took 3 hours to figure it out.
And that'll correct the cross-eyedness?
Yeah, so this eye's
the lazy eye?
Yeah, and the lazy eye's overcompensating.
Got it. Oh, that's good to know. And glasses are in right now.
Super in. And she picked out the chicest pair.
Well, as a stylist for a mom.
Yeah, I was horrified because I don't want to push my agenda on her. But what if it was like pink and round and all wrong, and she totally did big black.
She didn't get frozen glasses.
No, she's really did it. It was really right. So I'm sorry I'm late.
That's
and super
okay.
thirsty,
it
but
means,
sh- I mean
it
shit
means
was
a lot
going down.
You're here, yes. Jordan, you're a stylist to celebs and to average people as well, correct?
I mean, not that average.
But
you have
with
to like
money.
Yeah, average people with money. Totally.
Correct.
Yeah.
You have a background in Vince.
I have a. If you want to pigeonhole me
no,
that. Then
I Because I met Jordan when she was working with the clothing line Vince.
Yeah, so I worked with like a million different brands. Right. That was one where I was the in-house stylist for them and head of VP relations for them.
Mm-hmm.
I did this a very similar concept for a company called Lanvin, very fancy. Very fancy. And then I was the creative director of a denim brand. Remember Chip and Pepper?
Love Chip and Pepper.
And it was a little crazy.
And the owners.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can cuss. Oh. That's why I was like, you can bring your daughter, but we cuss.
You might get weird. Yeah. That's all right. Like I said, I'm her mom, so it's like she's kind of...
No, I love Chip and Pepper.
Yeah, so I was the creative director for that denim brand. And then a few years ago, probably about 4 years ago now, I kind of left the grind of, I mean, Vince was amazing and super good to me, but I had, I was doing styling for them, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, all over the place. And it was, I was making a ton of money for them. And I felt like maybe I should try to do that for me instead. So I branched out with a partner.
Who is?
Her name is Meg Chapman.
Do you guys have a team name?
I want to tell you something. Yeah, I want to give you like something super sexy, but it's really not. It's just Meg Chapman and Jordan Lane Consulting. If you want to come up with, if you want to workshop something better right now,
well,
you guys
sound
totally
like a
can.
Agency.
We actually do. And people are like, oh my God, what do you guys do? I was like, it actually is so vague. It could be anything.
What's her last name? Chapman?
Chapman, yeah.
Chapman Lane. Let's see.
If you can, like, I feel like by the end,
Chapman Lane.
Come with it.
It kind of sounds like it's
now
like
it's a law firm.
Oh.
And it sounds like it's like an injury attorney law firm.
Kind of.
Injury attorneys, Chapman Lane.
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly.
1-800-888.
No.
Yeah.
So, do you mind naming some of your... You don't have to tell what story goes with what.
Oh,
can you
name
some of the celebrity clients that you work with?
Well, I...
Christine Lakin was one.
I did meet...
Point.
That is when I met you at Vince.
When you were trying to help me out with the Vince.
Yeah. And at one point, I want to go through Christine's Instagram, and I want you to say what she's doing wrong.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Is she going to be sitting directly across from
Correct.
Me?
Correct. But it's okay. We're all about the honesty here. And I mean, she was trying to explain to our listeners what a stylist does, and I looked at her and I go, have you used a stylist? So this is going to be
rude.
Sort of like a therapy
really
session
mean.
For me, in the sense that like Christine just needs to know what not to wear. But we'll
okay,
get
wait,
that.
Can I just say something on my own behalf?
Yes.
All right, I have a 21 month old. When we do these podcasts, we are usually in my living room. I'm in
with
between
an Aztec carpet,
putting my daughter to bed and trying to make lunch for. You know who here,
right.
who's eating
totally.
Me out of house
Super
and home. I'm not dressing for the occasion.
No, but in normal, I'm just talking about in general.
Okay.
I mean, you look great. Here's the problem is that she's got
You look
such...
great, but you don't,
well,
is
no, no.
what he just
what bothers
basically
me, Christine,
said.
Is
such
that
a
you
fucking
have...
backhanded compliment.
No, because you have an amazing body. Like, physically, your proportions are fantastic, except for your height. You are, like, really great. Like, so she can,
Always?
Like, get into, like...
She can do it.
She's a sample size girl.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm not.
Except for your height.
No, even the Vince stuff was too big for me.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it was
issue.
Really big. I mean, I'm
Vince
a midget
run
person.
Big.
It's
Vince.
Hard.
He's actually like the biggest backhanded you are.
Yeah.
That
yes.
is what you do.
Yes.
Like we had like a 3 year battle going on because one day he like went like this to me. We're like, at a fucking party with like 100 people around. He was like, oh my God. You are so pretty. Your eyebrows are super fucked up, but you are really pretty. And I was like, what? And he's like, no, I mean, you look like a chola. But he's like, and they're super thin and like look like sperm. And I was like, people love my eyebrows. I don't know what you're talking about. And it sent me into
so
like the
rude.
Gnarliest shame
but
spiral.
But Jordan, she knows I love her.
But it sent me into like a shame spiral.
Right. And
I
then
didn't mean
you
to do that, by the way.
I think you kind of did.
I didn't.
I'm super
no,
fine
I just
with
was,
it now.
No, here's what happened. Because can I just say it from
he
my
He told me my hair was frizzy this morning.
Well, that's a...
I guess it's a little frizzy. It's bouncy. I don't know.
It's super backhanded.
Wait a minute. Can I explain myself about the eyebrow situation from my perspective, just so we're clear?
Yeah.
So I was talking to you, and I have an issue, and I will own this. I have an issue of, like, it comes out of my mouth before I think about it. So I'm literally having a conversation with you and I can't stop staring at your eyebrows and it just fucking came out. I'm like, what happened to your eyebrows? That's what I said. What happened to your eyebrows?
Yeah.
That's all.
So I have a question. In explaining yourself, am I supposed? Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Yeah.
So
what I'm at is
I don't understand what happened.
No, I just I didn't mean it to be like a mean thing. I really, and I apologize to you right now. And I'm going to say that to all the women with fucked up eyebrows. Where your
Wait,
eyebrows?
By the way, my eyebrows.
They look great right now.
Yeah, they've always looked great. They're especially great because I probably went super bonkers after you said that and was like, you know, how we do.
Yeah.
All
you probably
products,
changed your person.
So yeah. You're welcome. Went
to a, found a new eyebrow threader.
I don't know that I would.
All right. Give me the list of clients here. I'm going to get so much hate mail, but it's okay. I'm used
to it.
Oh,
my God. Really? I really have to like throw down like that? Can I give you one celebrity who I know won't care and then I don't have to like name...
No, I just want to know, like, who do you work with? It doesn't. I don't need to know their stories. I just want to know who you work with, just so the audience can see the how A-list you are.
Like, you want me to say her name, or you want me to say like what she does?
You can say either, whatever's more comfortable for you.
Well, I will start by saying mm-hmm. that for anybody that has a dream in fashion,
mm-hmm. go.
That when I was 17,
go ahead.
I was a little lowly shop girl at a store called Tracy Ross on Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And in walked a television star by the name of Mariska Hargitay.
Love her.
And we hit it off, little 17-year-old me.
Because you were probably very honest with her from the get-go.
Very real.
Hello, welcome to my world.
I said my name was Jordy. She thought I said my name was Shorty.
Even better.
It's stuck now for, without aging myself, close to maybe 16 years.
Yep.
I don't know how old I... Yeah, something like that.
You broke the ice.
And it probably was the catapult to my career. So...
Go.
The moral of that story is...
Yep.
You work hard.
Got it.
You take the bottom of the barrel stuff. You work your way up. You're always nice and charming and honest with everybody.
That's how I was with Halle Berry. I've told that story with her big ass.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I know that one, but...
Oh, I worked at a clothing store, too. It helped put me through college. And yeah. My parents are in retail, right?
Yeah.
So I was working at Signal in the Beverly Center when I first moved to LA in 94.
Yeah.
Tell this one. Our listeners have already heard this.
No, I know, but Jordan hasn't. And so she can relate. So I... Halle Berry was trying on a leather jacket. It was a three-quarter jacket, but it kept rising up in the back.
Yeah.
And she's like... I go, you can't wear that jacket. She's like, why? I go, because your ass is too big.
And she appreciated it.
She
though.
Loved it.
Yeah.
She was like, thank you.
I mean, you didn't become her stylist, but yeah.
No, but I wasn't
was
trying
right.
to be a stylist. I was like,
by the way, he's going to become someone's stylist.
Please.
We're all going down.
Thank
Everyone's
you.
Everyone's going down.
Thank you.
Rapid hellfire raining from the sky.
I'll have a show. It'll be a whole thing.
I know you'll have a show, but as someone's stylist, I don't know.
Look out, Melissa Rivers.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
So anyway, Mariska was my first, my true blue. She still is
Great.
Years later.
Yes.
Which has led me into some very interesting different career paths. And like I said, I've sort of balanced before I could really just be styling. I did that in retail for a really long time and met really interesting people. Most of my clients at this point, and this is the part where this is what you really want to hear. Most celebrities that I have encountered, some of them are lovely and some of them are real assholes, right? So I... have chosen a path of working with like I'm chill, you're chill, we all appreciate each other,
right?
We want to, you know what I mean, like, right. I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not gonna like, I don't, if I can get you something for free, that's gonna be great. If I can't, I can't. I don't know what to tell you. It's
right.
all good. At the end of the day, you're gonna look great, right?
Right.
If that doesn't work, I'm not your girl, right?
Got it.
So mostly now I've held on to the people that are rad, like Mariska herself, but mm-hmm. mostly now I do private clients and a lot of them. So it's like a lot of, you know, executives, people in the movie industry or, you know, I mean, we've got all sorts of all over the place. Someone who owns an incredible winery, somebody who is in the art industry, kind of all over the gamut. And a lot of it's like their everyday life. A lot of it's, I mean, it's not for me, actually, it's a lot less of the red carpet stuff and like getting them ready for events and a lot more about.
Editing their closets.
Yeah, packing them for trips, editing them closets. I get their social calendars. I work it out. And I shop. I shop and shop and shop and shop.
Do they give you a credit card? Do you use a corporate card on your own? And then how does that work?
Wow. I don't know if I've ever been asked that before.
I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So I have a credit card for a few clients, like Amex's, that are in my name because I shop so consistently for them. Mm-hmm. And I bring it up. I send my receipts to the business manager. That's it, right? Some clients I put on my business credit card and we get reimbursed if that's what they, if it just depends. I've been doing this now so long and working with a lot of the managers of the big stores. That is that because we're running out of time or are you
getting
bored?
I'm worried about texts. No. Okay, I'm doing business too as we speak. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're getting bored. I don't know.
No.
So that they'll let us like close out on their credit cards without them having to even be there because we've been doing it for so long and we're clearly not walking around with stolen credit cards. So it's actually kind of just, it's really based on the client's preference.
And then when you, so say you're editing someone's closet, right? Mm-hmm. You come in, you charge a fee for your consultation. Mm-hmm. And then you say, all right, I'm going to go do some work. And these are the things I think we need to find for you, for your everyday life and for, you know, these couple events you have coming up. Do you go then shop, bring the clothes over, you have fitting, and then whatever they want, they pay and keep. And then do you return the rest?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly like that. So I won't like, it's this... I'll go, so it can be as simple as like, you know what, you really just need like an amazing black cardigan and a beautiful pencil jean, right? Whatever mm-hmm. it is. Or it could be like, we're going to overhaul the whole thing. I always want to start, I it doesn't make a difference to me if you buy stuff or don't buy stuff. It's all good, right? So for me, I'm just there to help you get it worked out. So initially what happens, especially if it's a first time or, you know, if it's a client I'm seeing every week, I know what's in the closet. If it's a client I'm seeing every 3 months, things might change.
Right.
So I always want to go in and see if I can work with what you've got because the clients seem to really appreciate that first. If I can reinvent what you already have, it feels good. I've never worn it. How do I do this? We put up an inspiration rack. You give me pieces that you're really stumped on. We try to make it work. If
Christine,
I go in there,
you need this.
I know. It sounds like a really.
I can't stop thinking about you right now.
Well, you know, I'm about to move into a house that we've been renovating and looking at the closet that we're building and I'm like, oh, it's like the dream closet. And then I go back to the house that like we're renting and I look at the closet and I'm like, this is a hole of death.
So like for you, I would probably go in and I'd say like, this is what you should bring to the house.
Right.
And then I might go in and I say, Christine, I feel like where's your amazing black leather jacket? And where's your like perfect boyfriend jean? And where is that? And maybe you have all those things and maybe you don't. I don't know. And then you can say to me, I don't know, but I'm going to go find it. Or you can say, I don't know. You go find it.
Right.
And so, and then at that point I come back with everything that I feel like you need. I make outfits out of everything. I photograph it. I set you up with a photo stream that's on your phone. And then you kind of go through.
Hold.
That's
awesome. Stop for a second. We're doing this. Christine,
I don't need you involved.
No, I'm now negotiating.
We're doing this.
How did this become a
collective
situation?
Whole.
Listen to me.
All he's going
to
do is stand there and give us backhanded compliments.
Listen to me. This is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. This is genius.
So much.
Right?
No, it's great. And I've never really
hold on.
Known
Christine,
how.
Christine, don't speak yet. This is what we're doing. Because we're going to do this.
No, there's no we.
Hold on. We're doing this, and then we're going to bring her back on a later episode to discuss what we did. Because I'm curious. I've been wanting. Listen, when I walked into, like, in her old house that she's renovating right now, I literally looked at her. You've got to edit.
Yeah, and let me tell you what happened after that.
Costumes in there.
Costumes.
Yeah. Well, I had a costume closet for a while. Okay, I did a lot of theater for like the better part of a decade. And when you do theater, you just like in a theater company, you just end up accumulating random pieces, wigs,
you're gonna have
some
Jordan?
Vintage outfits. Like, and so I would go into this costume closet like on any given, I was going to so many theme parties for so long and doing so much theater that I didn't want to throw this stuff away because inevitably I would need it for something.
Yeah.
I have edited a lot of that.
But
a lot of that guy.
Is it in with all the other friends?
Well, now it is because
you got to give it its own table.
I know.
You know what
I
mean?
Well, because I'm in a rental house and there's no room.
She's renovating her house right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But that can't be with, that cannot, that stuff
right,
cannot
come. Right,
in
the dream closet.
The dream closet, it cannot come.
It's all about segregation.
We're doing that.
And then where do I put this? I have to put it in like bags and like.
Give it away.
Like,
no, that's what we call archiving.
Archiving.
And we put it in like an amazing plastic tub.
Yep.
And we label it.
We label it.
It just goes in there. And then when someone's like, oh my God, it's my seven, it's like a
70s part. Let me get out the 70s 40. Box.
And then you go in your 70s box.
Okay. That's what I need to do.
Okay, when the house is done, we're gonna do the transition Jordan moment where she's gonna come in and I want to see boards with her head picture on it. Like, I can't wait for this.
Okay,
whole,
what kind
like,
of boards?
Like your little storyboards that you do. Your inspirational.
Oh, my inspirational.
But let me say this. Like, when you came
or a
over
storyboard,
to my...
that's fine.
You don't do a storyboard?
I don't do a storyboard. Maybe that's where you can come in.
Yeah. I want, like, visual. Oh, Christine.
But I'm, like,
in the
walking
morning.
Down the street, Christine, and now I'm in a leather
Christine
jacket.
Christine waking up and going to cook breakfast.
No, you
like,
know what? It's interesting. Because so far, with people paying us by the hour, no one's requested the storyboard portion of it. I don't know. Maybe it just feels like a waste of money to them.
I'm a visual
maybe.
Kind of guy.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Let me say this, though. When you made those comments, you see, this is your problem, Ala. You come in, you make these comments, you've got to edit. That habit is terrible. And then I've said to you, like, great, then come over. I welcome you into my closet. 2 years ago. 2 years ago,
it's
you
a
made
terrible
that comment.
Life, by the way, thank
you cannot
God.
Come over and say things like that and then not make, like,
well,
not
I'm
deliver.
Not, I'm not the expert.
Are you sure? Because you sure sound like you
no,
think you
I'm
are.
I'm not the expert. I've never claimed to be
Miss,
the expert.
Miss, your eyebrows look like sperm.
That's
rude. What,
I never use those rude. Words, by the way, just so we're clear.
I'm going to go ahead and 100% sure.
Yeah, how
I
would
wish
you,
we have if, a, do we have a picture from that day, from that night? Because I remember the party was.
You don't remember my eyebrows look like sperm. That's just not something she's, like, coming up with. Yeah.
No,
that
because
clearly,
they didn't look
like
sperm because
soul.
They were like a straight line.
You're so rude.
And they were
I'm
short.
I'm actually going to find a photo.
They were short.
They were really. They were like literally maybe a slightly thinner version of what's happening
no,
right now.
No, but they were also short. There was no end. I don't want to go back.
God.
I don't want to keep rehashing the eyebrow situation. We've gone past that. It's Your just... eyebrows are much better now, so we're good. Everything's fine. You look great.
People stop me on the street
because
about my eyebrows now.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, it's all because of you. Thank
I know.
You so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so
All right,
much.
Let's talk about some horrible moments in the styling world.
Yes.
Give me a really good, juicy story. You don't have to name names. Maybe some rhyming of the name. I don't know. Go ahead.
In the styling world?
Like, that you've clients that you've had that have, like, you're like, what the fuck?
Here's the thing. I mean, I don't even know how much time we have, but here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
I will say this. I think why I have had success, or my partner and I've had success in our particular category, right, is that so for me I've had so much, I mean, you've been there, I've had so much go down in my life the last couple years,
yeah, which,
super drama rama, right, and I have little kids and it's just been a shit show,
but the clouds are clearing,
the
now.
Clouds are clear, everything's yeah. great and I'm fine, but it takes a lot to rile me up, and my partner's super grounded, super centered. Not without the chaos. She's just that way. So I think the reason why we've had a certain amount of success is that in my industry, something super arbitrary and incredibly fixable is like it really is like the end of the world. And I am that stylist that will say straight to your face, it's a fucking pair of pants, put it with a fucking blouse and calm down. Calm down.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's really what it's about. Like, it's all the drama that's happening. Like, oh, my God, and it's not going to get here in time. And then you see, like, the interns working for stylists and they're in the stores with us and they're like so racked with fear and flipping out. She's going to freak out and it's not going to get here in time. We're going to she's not going to be able to wear it. It's not like that for us. Right. So there's so much drama in this industry, unnecessarily so,
that you just don't buy into.
Don't buy into it. It really takes a lot to get me rattled. Really takes a lot.
But there's got to be a...
And it's all solvable. It's all yeah. fine, right?
There's got to be a story, whether it's in Vince or whether it's in one of your... Where there's been a client where you're like...
I do have one.
All right, go.
That is It's probably one of my favorites.
Go ahead.
I worked in a store. I worked in a store years back, and it was Christmas Eve, and the owner insisted on staying open. And it was me and my sister who also worked in the store. And we say it was incredibly high end. And in walked in a very high profile, I'd say executive,
mm-hmm.
and a hooker.
Ooh.
Great.
And you wow. don't, and it's not like you're like, I don't know that she's a hooker. Like, it's all good, right? She's
right.
a hooker. And he was super, super high. And she was taking her moment. And he was like, you shop. And I was like, yep, let's do this. I'm going to style this hooker hard right now.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
So I did.
Are you on commission?
Fuck yes.
100%.
Plus, I'm like, this is my moment. I'm pretty yeah, woman.
I know that feeling.
I'm going to relive.
Right.
All my childhood fantasies are coming true right now.
Yeah.
She's going to turn her into a lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to do when they leave, but I'm a turnover lady, right?
Great.
So she's in there. They're in there. She's walking around the store, tits out. No, this I couldn't make this up. Orthodox family, children, little children, boobies out, G-string, that's it, boots. She's walking around the store.
Like boobies out, naked boobies
naked
out?
Naked titties, all out.
Oh my
Orthodox
God.
Family. Yeah. Wait, that story gets, you don't understand.
Go.
And he is, we have like holiday M&Ms on the counter. He's tossing him at her titties. She's catching him with her boobies, right?
So then
there's a necklace by this designer, Lori Rotkin necklace.
Uh-huh. And give me a price.
It's $30,000. It's a cross.
You need
and
it.
And she needs it, right? She's like, I have to have it. He's like, of course you do. So $60,000 later, they're out. And I'm like,
and wait, the Orthodox family came in the store.
Well,
and
they
like,
came in, and
like
the baby,
left.
And the kids, and they were like, "Oh my god!" And the boobies, and the M&Ms. It was, and we were like, "This is insane! This is amazing! So
oh
good!
God.
It was my Christmas miracle." So then, wait, no, you guys, it gets better. So then, everyone's like, "Oh my god, did that just happen? $60,000? That's amazing! This is crazy!"
And the owner's like, "I told you we should stay
open." Yeah. So then the owner, and actually, I can totally say who it is because she's hilarious. Tracy yeah. Ross was like, "I'm gonna get you guys a spa package. That was amazing." So on December 26th, now it was Christmas Eve, December 26th, 10 a.m. We get a phone call. There's a woman on the phone, and the woman says, "Hi, I have a question. My husband's been missing for about 4 days." And I'm trying to track him down. And I went on our Amex and I see that it seems like he was there 2 days ago and spent about $60,000. And we were like, sounds familiar. She goes, does that not sound familiar? Like someone that was, and this isn't like a store where you buy one thing. Like they bought like 67,000 things, right? Like
there were,
except for the one diamond cross. So we were like, oh my God, that's weird. Yeah, no, he might have been in here. We can't really say anything because it's a client of ours. And she's like, you're not a fucking psychologist. Like, you can tell me if he was in, which of course we can. Like, there's no shopper, sales girl of confidentiality agreement.
Right.
So we're like, yeah, no, he was here. She was like, okay, was he in there with someone? We're like, God, I don't know. I think he was just Christmas shopping. Gets better. 1 week later, they come in. She is wearing the diamond cross.
The wife
with the husband wearing the diamond cross.
Oh my God.
And she says, you know, I've been trying to wear this and I think I like it, but I might want to exchange it. And if I do, I have like a $60,000 credit, right? And we're like,
Well, that one's the $30,000.
Right. But he said, I went in on Christmas Eve and I bought you this necklace and it was $60,000.
Oh. Because he bought all the other clothes for
and
the hooker.
And she's like this. I don't want this. Do I have a $60,000 store credit?
Oh, no.
And we're like, and her husband's like, yes, she does. And I was like, yes, you do.
This is so good.
Yes, oh, my God.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
She returns a necklace. We ring up another $30,000.
Wait, this is now turning into a $90,000 sale.
She has a $60,000 store credit. Store closes down a year later.
No. Did she ever? She never used it.
No, but that's the least of that's the least problem, right? Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
And I wonder what he was like. Like, did she look at the Amex then and was like, "Wait, did you buy more there?"
No, that was like a that other $30,000, as I remember, was like a distribution of like 18 credit cards,
oh,
right?
Okay.
Like 1,000 here. Here's 4,000 in cash. Right. Like,
are these people, they're high profile,
God.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, so would there be news of their divorce if they were divorced?
Yes.
And did that happen?
Yes. And this was, I'll put you back.
Okay.
8 years ago.
So 2009.
Almost 2010.
Big divorces in 2009. Steven, start Googling.
That's
crazy, right?
That's
here's what I want to know. Like, when they left there and all this shit went down, like whatever went down, which it was going down, at what point did he like steal the necklace from the hooker back? Was he like, hey, listen, I got to take that necklace back? Like, how did that, I want to know how that went down.
Well, they probably were so fucked up that.
I mean, I'm sure, he had been missing for 5 days on
like,
the
is this
26th.
Hooker like the kind of girl
who's on
that
a bender, of
is
course.
This like,
right.
Is this like the hooker? Do you remember that show I forget what network it was, but what's the rocker with the blonde hair that wears the
Rock of Love?
Rock of Love.
Brett Michaels?
Yes, Brett Michaels. Frenchie. Remember Frenchie from Brett Michaels? The one who's like the blonde with the... Is this
can't
like,
say I do. I feel like you're the only one in this group really that sorry. Remembers.
You don't watch... Do you never watch Rock of Love?
No.
It's been a minute on the Rock of Love.
I'm yeah.
Are you watching the reruns? Did you DVR no, them?
It's as if he's
them?
Like talking about like no, the but most French, relevant but show ever
No,
right
but
now.
Frenchie was on Big Brother UK.
Oh, just, no, my okay. God, totally. Yeah, yeah. Now why. I know what
but
you mean.
But I just can picture her going through this door with her tits out.
Oh, God.
Any other like... Has anyone like stained something before they? I don't, you know, when I say stained.
Oh God! What are you? What are you trying to say?
Ew.
Like you know, things happen.
Did I ever watch anyone poop their pants? Is yeah. that what you're asking me. No, I haven't had the pleasure.
No poop stories. I was no. hoping for a poop story.
I
you have a poop sorry. Story.
You have a poop
I'm kidding.
Story?
No. I mean, we've already, but not about clothes. I've returned. Okay. I would never. I don't. I feel very weird about, and I know some people do this, where they like they'll buy something and they'll wear it to something. And granted, in our business, we wear a lot of things once because if you've already worn it on a red carpet, then it's kind of a thing. And then they return them. I've always felt really creepy about that, and I have a hard time doing it. However, I have borrowed jewelry, you know, for various events. So there was this, oh, this is horrible. There was this one jeweler, and she had some cute rings and necklaces, whatnot. They had like gemstones in them and stuff. I'd gone to like an opening of her store on Melrose, and then I had a premiere a couple weeks later. So she's asked if I would wear some of her stuff. So I had this ring, and it was one of these rings that had like flowers on it, and it kind of wrapped around. Like it wasn't just a full circle, but it was sort of a wrap. So I wear it. I go to the after party. It's great. We go the next day. My girlfriend says, because I have another thing I have to do. She's like, oh, I'll return it for you. I was like, oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. So put the earrings in the box, put the ring in the box. She returns it. She calls me about 35 minutes later, and she's like, I don't know what to tell you, but there's a flower missing off the ring. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I like truly, honest to God, did not notice that when I put it back in the box. And apparently, I don't know if it was the way it was made. It was made during the night. And it wasn't like I was freaking out or like doing crazy shit at the, you know, I wasn't doing handstands or something nuts. But a full flower had fallen off the ring and like broken off.
How did they make you handle it?
Well, I was so awkward. And I ended up calling the representative and explaining the situation. I was like, look, I honestly have no idea how that happened. I didn't know that it happened. Like, I'm happy to try to pay for the repair, you know, whatever I can do. And they were like, no, she wants you to pay for the entire ring at retail. And I was like,
why at retail?
Okay, I don't know about that.
That's aggressive.
Then she was aggressive and like super bitchy about it. And so then I sort of was like, yeah, okay. Well, I don't think that's going to work. She's like, well, she can't do anything with it now. I was like, so you want me to buy a broken ring is what you're asking me to do
at retail. At least cost.
I was like, she's like, well, she'd have to melt it down. And, you know, I was like, so she can still reuse the materials is what you're telling me.
I would have been like, start melting.
You don't have insurance?
Honey.
Like, no one has insurance for loans?
Start melting. And you're not obligated
on this kind of stuff?
There's no contract.
I was just trying to be nice because I felt bad.
Yeah. There's a photo. You paid off your, you know.
Right.
Is there a photo?
Of that night? Yes. But... But like I'm assuming when you loan things out, there's an insurance for this kind of stuff.
How much was the ring?
God forbid, she was trying to charge me like $2,000 for the ring. I don't know what it was. It cost.
It cost her $20 to make.
But I was just like, yeah, no.
What year was this?
Maybe 2009.
Yeah, metals were cheap then.
2008.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was such an awkward. It was so awkward. It was such a terrible experience.
And you totally know, like the loaning thing is, and like that's sort of the business that I had to a little bit get out of because it gets really the stylist is the middleman.
Yeah,
and it's for the stylist, it's really ugly, right? The client,
right.
Your client has to be happy, but then you're also asking a favor of the designer.
Yeah.
And then if the celebrity or the client ends up being like, I'm not into it, I don't want to wear it, you've
then
called
you
in all
bad.
These favors. And so finally I was like, the juice just isn't worth the squeeze on this one. Like, if you want to hire me, fantastic. And I'll work it out if I can. But, you know, but it is. It's a tricky
It's tricky.
It's tricky.
And it's really hard, like for me anyway, with anything other than like, say, jewelry, it alone just doesn't work. I'm too short. I'm the way my
How
proportions
short are.
Are
you? I don't know. Sitting down, you don't look that.
I'm 5'1". So a lot of times when I've loaned anything in the past, like we just did a huge magazine shoot.
It's petite. So cute.
I know.
For the show I have coming out. And a lot of the stuff, I mean, a photo shoot's fine because this stuff was pinned to its life behind me. And we were like rolling it up and top sticking it. And for a photo, it's fine. But like you can't walk down, go to like an event like that. Yeah. And
so what do you do for like event clothes?
It's hard. I'm usually trying to find a brand that works for me.
You need Chapman Lane at your footsteps, your doorstep.
Yes, I know.
Yes. We need a little Chapman Lane.
I mean, I do a lot
Chapman
of alterations.
Lane,
I mean, it's like either you're going to be an injury attorney or a lawyer. We've got to fucking find, I mean, we got to find a better name for you guys.
Yeah, well, like I said, you've got however many more minutes to make this
I'm
going to
think about it. And you know what, listeners? Please email your thoughts on names for these ladies. I wish we would have brought Chapman in because I'd like to get her personality so we could sort of figure it out. I mean, because Jordan's spunky. I already know that. Like she's quick and she's got that's why we get along. It's like back and forth banter, 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 banter.
Her and I are polar opposites.
I know. I met her once at your house at some party.
She's at my dear
friend. Engagement party, which by the way, it was your engagement party.
Or it was not my engagement party. Charlotte's engagement party?
Oh, Charlotte's engagement party. You're right.
Probably my divorce party at that time.
No,
that's fine.
Oh, it was whatever you wore, the white lace, see-through peekaboo dress.
I wore black high-waisted underwear. I wore a black lace bra, and I wore a white lace dress on top. Super cute. But it was before that was a little bit of a thing, and everyone was really flipped out about it. And like, oh my god, I feel like you forgot your pants. I'm like, no, it's all good.
This is like the look.
But it was
look.
An afternoon.
Now it's everywhere, it and was, I want to call people like you up and be like, see you dicks. But you know what I mean.
But it was an afternoon, like
it was a fiesta.
Fiesta,
and
yeah,
it was at 5, and it went till like 3, and it was perfect.
What was it? Was it their engagement party?
Yeah, I threw an engagement party.
That's right, and she wore the white wedding dress.
And so you met her. You met Meg there?
Yes, that's where I met her. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's just polar opposite, and it works beautifully because like she'll like walk people off the ledge, and I'll be like, "You need to fucking calm down," and she's like much calmer and more rational. And
I want to go back to real quick on like the commission stuff.
Okay.
Just like in commission in general, because I worked in retail for commission.
Sure.
And the honesty, like, of course, you want to be honest with your clients, but there's at some point where you're like, you know what? Fuck it. Looks great on you. Get it.
You know what? I have to be honest with you. To me, it doesn't matter. I don't make commission.
I'm talking about like
my
back in
pays.
The day.
Right. But I think that a lot of the clients I have now, truly, I had when I was 18. I've accumulated along the way, but some of them are from when I was a kid.
Right.
And I think what happened back then is that I'm not as mean, but like I don't have that bullshit thing, right? Like I'm not going to tell you look good if you don't. And the commission always came. So for me, it was like, it's always about honesty because I realized really soon on, like if you tell someone they look good and they don't, someone else is going to, and then they don't shop with you anymore.
I agree.
So I was actually like, I think maybe a little more refreshing because I was like, and I was never like, you look like shit. It was just like, hey, this isn't great. I actually have a better idea or a better option proportionally for you. And we'll find something that works or not. But I kept this at that clientele because I was real.
I think people underestimate the value of a good stylist and the value of a because it's a very personal relationship. This person is basically seeing you naked. Mm-hmm. Knows exactly what you look like without clothes on, knows mm-hmm. what your flaw spots are, what you should be accentuating, what you maybe should not be accentuating. And it's very much the way that people see you when you walk into a room. So it's very much like a representation of who you are.
Yeah.
And if someone's trying to dress you, look, I've been on many shows where people have tried to dress me a certain way. And like I get my head around it, like this is the character. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I just hate the way I look.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Like I hate that that's on screen. I hate that that's the representation that was in that photograph. And then I'm like mad at myself afterwards being like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, especially with character stuff, you have to own it. You have to like say, I'm not, this is my vision. This is what I would like. And then compromise with that wardrobe person.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. It really is like, you know, they say this, the whole thing about retail therapy, right? Like people go out and it's like, the experience of shopping and spending money, and that can be like cathartic or whatever. I actually think it's a different thing where, for, at least for me, when you say it's like it's an incredibly intimate relationship. I mean, and at this point, like I travel with my clients, I'm with my clients, and it's because it's also like you can be a powerhouse head of a studio, like running the world, and then it comes into like getting dressed, and that can make you feel really insecure if you're like, I don't know what works for me or doesn't work for me, and I don't how you feel and what you're wearing and what you're projecting is it personifies everything, right? So so it's an interesting, I think, when you have people like, you know, my partner and I coming in, and she's really soft and I'm a little more harsh, but all in all, we're understanding where you're at and what you want and how you want to feel. And we know what you like, right? So I'm not trying to push my agenda or what I look like on someone that it's not about what I think is cute. I think that's what makes me a good stylist is that I don't dress everyone like me. Right. I'm really able to say like, this is your perspective. This is your point of view. I totally get what you're comfortable in. So let me find the best version of that.
Yeah.
Where I think a lot of people in my industry do like little mini versions of them.
Yes.
Not right. Everyone wants to look like their parents.
Plus they also have,
not
like they also
proportioned have, like their stylist.
Not only that, but they also have relationships with designers. And so they sort of stick to their,
They stick within their wheelhouse. Right. And so for me,
and
I think
sometimes
like,
those designers just don't work for everybody.
Yeah. So getting outside of that box a little bit, which was a big part of when I ended up leaving Vince. It was an amazing company. They were so good to me, but
their clothes
like,
are beautiful.
And they're amazing.
It's great for men.
Vince is great. Maybe they should be paying us right now for all
they probably
this,
should.
Like, weird wish. Spots that I'm giving them.
No, but I love Vince. I mean, like, I didn't know about Vince until I met you.
No, and it's amazing. But
I mean,
like,
I still wear my Vince stuff. Like, I love the fucking Vince.
I know. I did have a pair of black leather pants that did fit me so well.
No, and it is. It's like that. It is that line, and it was such a workhorse. But I was dressing everyone in Vince for 4 years.
Right.
And I was, you know.
Let's say for like the everyday person who doesn't have the money for a stylist or whatever. Like, where do you recommend shopping that's trendy but still like, you know, is affordable?
Like, well, for women and men, I really like Zara.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Zara, can I say, is that
their sizes are odd.
They're really odd.
So sometimes I'm an extra small and sometimes I'm a large. You just find what you like and you pull three of them and that's the big Zara tip of the day. Don't go with what you normally wear. I swear to God, it's really like that.
You need to go with me to Zara because
you get me drunk.
Yeah.
I'll dial you in.
So let's go to the downtown Zara because we can subway from there, from my, like near where, because then we can drink and not, you know, and then shop.
And you want to do it like responsibly.
Yeah.
I see. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to do that. I discovered while I was in New York and I didn't realize they have it here and it's affordable. And I think it's part of like the H&M Corp is COS.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just reminds me of London in 1998.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
So specific.
It is. And you are kind of right.
Yeah.
I think that a good, like of that vein, a good sort of basics line is Uniqlo, which they used to just do vests.
I love
stuff.
Uniqlo.
But
so
it's
cheap.
It's cheap. It's good. It's better. Like H&M 8 years ago when they finally came over from the East Coast is what Uniqlo is now, right?
Yeah.
H&M's totally jumped the sharks and it's a bummer and whatever, right. But it, you know. And then I also like sometimes I really love J. Crew for like a great denim shirt.
I love a J. Crew.
You can't go wrong, right?
Yeah.
Love a J. Crew.
And then there are some weird like smaller brand. There's a place, it was a London-based company and don't quote me on that because I'm probably wrong, but I think I'm not. And it's called And Other Stories. And they was only online, super cute. They just opened on Beverly. Price point's the same as Zara, but it's a little more basic. It's like a little more basic, but with like kind of like a cool bohemian-ish twist.
I need to see it.
Yeah, it's good.
That's
so
cute.
I mean, you can definitely
what's it
do
called again?
And Other Stories.
Okay.
But I, you know, I feel like Zara does the best sort of bang for the buck.
Mm-hmm.
Quality is like, it's kind of not bad. And I feel like when you're buying in that price point, you sort of expect to wear it three times and have it disintegrate, which is fine, right? But maybe with Zara, you'll get like five wears out of it.
Here's the thing, I love Zara. I want to be able to wear Zara. I just need to understand the Zara.
Yeah, well, here's the thing with men, though. It goes super, super bad, super fast.
I know.
But there's diamonds in the rough everywhere.
That's what I need you to come.
But it go, yeah, I'll, no, we'll do this. But it goes zippers and khaki and studs and diamonds in a second.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I get overwhelmed there because I'm like, you know what I really want? And this is going to sound crazy, but I'm dying to find a really good pair of overalls.
Oh, wow.
Just denim overalls.
Oh, wow.
I just want some fucking overalls.
You want overalls?
I want overalls.
I used to wear them.
I used to wear them in the 90s, oversized overalls, like really used, you know, and I just want a fucking, and I used to wear them all the time, and I love them, and I want, I feel like they're coming back, and I want a pair of overalls.
I don't think it's a great idea.
Well,
I don't.
I'm not with
I think from all this right. point on, you should go ahead and recuse yourself from giving anyone any fashion advice or eyebrow advice.
I want some overalls.
What's your shoe? Just out of curiosity, with your overalls.
Oh.
Yeah, what is the shoe with the overall?
I want to get the whole thing, okay. And I'm not sure I'm seeing
so
it.
So I can do, with the overalls, mm-hmm. I would do just like a, that's a good question.
Yeah. This is what I do. Let's bring it full circle.
Yeah, but I don't want like a wide bottom overall.
So you want like a skinny jean overall?
Not a skinny jean overall, but let's just a regular straight leg.
Okay, I don't care what the leg is. I want to know what your shoe
I'm thinking like a Converse of some sort.
Oh, yeah. This is all going super, super
are you
going
to have? Are you
going
to wear both of the overalls up or are you one going to be down?
All up.
Are you sure?
With Converse.
Well, what shoe would you put Converse. With it? A croc?
Here's the thing.
It's getting there.
So if I was doing this look for a guy,
yeah,
I'm going to do it super different than you're going to do it.
Okay, do it.
Okay, ready?
Go.
God, an overall. Okay, this is what I call an inspiration piece.
Go ahead.
Overalls on girls. Well, we'll do this all day. I'm going to picture like...
Think streetwear. Think...
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want it mm-hmm. with like a three-button Henley long sleeve.
Great.
Okay.
What then, color? Like a...
Like a navy.
Khaki or a navy?
Yeah, like a navy.
Okay,
then you can wear your overalls. Then I would probably do like a super beat up, worn in, cognac colored motorcycle boot.
I'm all about it.
Okay. And then I'd probably throw on like a blazer.
I'd do that.
I want to see
know,
this
like
on
that's
you.
My look, but I don't know that that's my look for you.
Get ready because I will make that work.
We got to find you cognac motorcycle boots.
I don't know that.
I do love cognac.
I love those are like a cognac color, what you're
these
wearing today.
Are, yeah, these are German.
Those that are very, is not, but that's not, they're no. very long in the foot.
Yeah, they're so long.
Well, I have big feet.
Yes, well, but those
are
particularly.
So pointy.
Well, they're
did your
European.
Toes go all the way up there? Where do your toes stop? Here?
Oh, the toes here. See?
How are they all smushed up there?
That's how the foot goes.
It's like a pointy
that's
toe.
That's not how the foot goes.
My foot, they're very comfortable, too.
I can't imagine, but they look nice.
I mean,
they're
they look
so
nice
pointy.
Like if, like mini boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shoe.
I'm going to brush over the mini boat.
It's a half boot.
It's nice. That's not my boot, though. That's not my overall boot.
No, I know what you're talking about. I agree with you. It's sort of like a floppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Jordan, do you find yourself like, I mean, I feel like if you're a hairdresser, you're constantly like looking at people's hair and maybe like just subconsciously, you know, I would
lucky
do that,
for you, she's not a hairdresser.
No, shut up. You're so rude. Or like a makeup artist, you know, like my aunt's an esthetician and I feel like she's constantly looking
at
people's
pores.
Faces.
Yeah.
And no, but she's like, oh, you look a little dry there. Yeah. You know, she's like constantly recommending products and like whatever. She's not coming up to me and trying to pop pimples on my face, but you get the idea. Do you do that to people? Like on the street or like when you're...
Here's for me.
Your family, are they annoyed?
I don't know that I'm secretly judging.
Mm-hmm.
Right, is kind of what you're saying in
right.
a nicer way,
or editing. You're
I'm not
trying
secretly
to edit
editing necessarily, but I am. If someone does something right,
you notice.
I definitely notice.
You're like,
so I'm like, oh
nice,
my god, good for them. Or if it's a little bold, or if it's a little weird, like to me, I'm like, okay, go right there. You go. Mm-hmm. Come on. I'm not like I guess. For the most part, I feel like this happens to me. Like if I travel, if I go to New York or if I go to Paris, like I get very inspired and I see a lot of stuff I like in LA. And this is a horrible thing to say. I'm from here. I love it. It's my town. But we all dress down, super, super dressed down. Even I do. And I'm the same thing. I have kids. And so when I'm not working, it's like I'm like, I just want to throw it on. Right. But I'm so used to seeing everyone like not that.
Right.
Pulled together that I'm not like, that I'm not all that inspired. So when someone does it here, I'm like, okay. All right.
So do you steal some? Do you steal?
like ideas that you might see on the, just in streetwear? Like, obviously, you're seeing red carpet looks all the time, and I want to ask you this.
Oh, I think you. I mean, I think that's called being inspired.
No, I'll get like inspired, or I'll say like, oh, like I'll give you an example. So there's a thing happening. It's been happening for a minute with these like very thin sort of. Almost like it's like a sort of a stocking but thinner, and it's a sock, right? Mm-hmm. And it's been worn a lot in editorial with open toe shoes, and I love the look. I've tried the look, and it feels a little contrived for me. I have red hair. I feel like I have strong features. Right. Then I wear a sock and a heel, and then I'm drag queen in like a second, mm-hmm. right? So it feels strong for me. But the other day, I was at Barney's, and I was pulling, and someone did it, someone who also sort of had strong features and a big, bold look, and it was so good. And I don't know that I was like, I'm going to steal that, but I was like, okay, maybe I see. She did it with jeans. I was doing it with a cocktail dress. She had a great little blazer on. So then I was like, oh, I see. Okay, it's done a little casual. Maybe then I'd feel more comfortable. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
It's like, I'll see things that I'm inspired by how people are doing it. And it's usually things that are on my mind that I'm like, huh, I wonder if that would work for me.
All right. What are the worst trends right now?
Oh, my God. The worst trends right now. I'm really sad that the velour jumpsuit's coming back.
Everyone, a lot of stylists feel sad about velour lately.
Let me guess. You love the velour.
No, not necessarily. But I will say a velour dress was sent by a company. It's present day. It was sent by a company for the show I just worked on. And we used it in a 90s flashback episode. So it worked perfectly. Paired with a little baby doll tee and the whole, like, you know, backpack.
I was happy that the slip dress was coming back. It came back for a second, and then
No, it's back. The slip dress. The slip dress will sort of be one of those things that kind of never really leaves. Like, even in 5 years from now, if you do it and you do it with a leather jacket, it's still kind of chic. I'm bummed about velour.
I'm not a big velour person either.
I'm super bummed about chokers.
Chokers are back.
Chokers are back.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I've always liked a choker.
Really?
Yeah.
And the way it's being done with, like, it's all so baby doll and like creeping me out.
But that's part of the slip dress phenomenon. It was that whole period where the slip dress and the t-shirt underneath and the fucking choker.
Old school Calvin Klein slip dress. Yeah. You're going into like Urban Outfitters slip dress.
Yes, I'm seeing it on the streets.
Yeah, well, I'm not in that world.
Yeah, oh, see, she's an elitist.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
Yeah.
Can't you tell what an elitist I am?
Okay, who are you designing your wedding? Because you're getting remarried.
I am getting remarried.
You went through a divorce. It's amicable.
God, I thought we were talking. Yeah, we're going to talk this now, huh?
Well, we should. Because you brought it up in the beginning, so I just want to make
it's amicable.
Circle. Yes. There's two kids involved.
Two children
There's
involved.
There's another child involved on his.
There is a stepson involved now.
Which, and everyone's getting along.
Everyone's good.
You guys opened a restaurant together?
We did.
Wow.
We opened a little cafe and market.
Hills area?
In Old Agora. Yeah.
And she makes the most delicious shortbread I've ever had.
I make a lot of baked goods. You just fixate on the shortbread, which I so appreciate.
Because she puts lavender in it it's like savory but sweet.
Yeah.
And it's so, I was like, I couldn't stop eating it. And then for weeks, I couldn't stop thinking about the fucking shortbread.
And then he was like this, as if there was nothing else going on, right? So I own my own company.
Right.
And I have now three children. And I open a restaurant, and this is all simultaneously happening, and I'm getting these texts from him every fucking day. Here's my address. Just pop them in a box.
As if you have all the time in the world
to do that. And the shortbread is probably one of the more complicated things. And then he was like this. 3 days would go by, and he'd go, oh, my God, they didn't make it yet. So here's the address again. Just go ahead and pop them in the box. And I'm like this. I'm like, I'm so busy. I don't have time to text you back. He's like, it's totally fine. Just send them, and then I won't text you anymore.
What's the name of the place?
It's called Hatch. Hatch Cafe.
It's called Hatch Cafe. And if you go, please go buy the shortbread. And if you want to get me some, that'd be great.
Or you could just come in and buy it.
Gora Hills is too far.
Oh my God, you are such a whiner. Do you
it's like five, all right, whatever.
How often do you bake for Hatch?
So we do have people that help us. I was doing it when we first opened consistently, and then my fiance is like a champion, and I was really maxed out. I was coming home and at night and putting them down and then starting baking. It was crazy.
Oh
so
God.
The things that were selling really well He started to learn how to do with our baker. So he kind of assists and help with that too. But I say I bake like probably 2 or 3 times a week now still.
Wow.
I know.
That's awesome. You could have brought some shortbread.
I know. You know what? I did. If I wasn't in the fucking hospital.
I know, but she's fine. She's going to get fashionable glasses. See? It all worked out. And then you're like, damn, I should have brought the damn shortbread.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When is your wedding?
So I am getting married on May 10th at the Santa Barbara Courthouse. I'm not wearing white.
I was going to ask.
She already wore white at someone else's engagement party. Go ahead.
It was ivory. Thank you.
It was a fiesta. And I can see my black underwear. It doesn't count. And then on the 12th, which is like 2 days later. So we're going to the courthouse with our family and very, very small group. And then on 2 days later at our house, we're doing a big like Southern hoedown bluegrass band.
What do you wear to that?
So the hoedown I don't have yet, but the Santa Barbara wedding, I'm doing this amazing little Chanel cocktail dress that's like layers and layers of tulle. It's not white. It's all pastels, and it's super appropriate for it being my second wedding. My biggest fear, or my biggest judgment, I should say, is when people have like second and third weddings, like especially with kids and small kids. To me, I'm like, the jig's up. Super happy for everyone involved that they found someone, right? And you can do it again, and it's great. But like, let's not pretend this is the first time around. So I don't want to be that, my own judgment.
You don't want to be a real housewife of whatever.
Yeah, and like, no one's pretending. Like, I'm not wearing a veil. Like, there's no virginal bride. There's two examples of that standing here, right? So let's just fucking call it what it is. So I'm doing like pastel. I almost did red. And then I felt like it was very like satanic and weird. And so I didn't.
But wait, so do you invite the ex to the party?
No, I'd like to have fun.
Yeah, no, that's a little too close. No,
well, because
they're super friendly.
They're super friendly, and they do things together.
I get that.
We do it for the kids.
They want to show the kids.
If I was having like a barbecue, 100%. If I was having a barbecue kissing my new husband and like cutting cake and showing how blissfully in love we are, that feels weird.
Yeah, but is that what's happening?
That's happening, but he's not invited to that. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Has he moved on with somebody?
He has.
Okay, yeah, that makes it a little easier.
And they're very happy, and she's great. And she's really good to my kids, and it's all good.
That's a lot easier.
Super not what I was expecting to talk about.
Well, we just go for it. We just go wherever happens.
I'm actually I loved the dress I wore on my wedding day. Don't speak of my wedding dress. If you say anything negative
I loved your.
I will punch you in the face.
You know that I loved your
What was your
dress?
Wedding dress?
I wore Monique Lhuillier. She makes really pretty things. And also I had a hard time. I actually tried on a lot of them because again, the proportion and everything that I thought was going to look that I loved in a picture on a 6'2" model looked great. And on me looked like a cream puff. Like it was not a good situation.
Where did you get married?
We got married in Santa Ynez at the Row Bar Winery.
It was a destination, but not a destination wedding, which drives me fucking crazy.
It was a destination wedding.
But not,
not
really.
We're not going to talk about this again. You're so annoying.
I don't know how many years have gone by, but you're clearly still going through it.
He's so mad about my wedding.
Well, because you have to get a hotel room because you're too far.
But you literally said, why not just do it in Palm Springs? It's the same distance.
But it's warmer, and there's not a village of Danishes, and that's all you have to eat.
You were just annoyed that you couldn't go to the clubs and like sit at your bars that you like.
No, I like to go to the casinos. You can't drink at the casinos at the place that she's at.
It's wine country. It was gorgeous.
I bet it was amazing.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful wedding. I'm glad I got to participate.
Sounds like it.
Anyway, but I think back and like I loved my wedding dress, but now it sits there again. One of the things that just sits there in the closet, and I'm like, why?
Well, do you have a daughter or a son?
I have a daughter.
You'll save it for her, even if not for wearing, but it is something that you just get. Like my parents were hippies, and had like the most amazing, crazy like forest wedding, and Huey Lewis in the news before he was Huey Lewis.
Shut
in the news.
Shut the fuck up.
Performed.
No, this is a real thing. They were like, my dad's a music writer, and they were like. Hippies in the village in San Francisco. You don't know any of this?
No.
My upbringing is crazy as shit.
I love Huey Lewis in the news.
Okay, so he sang at their wedding. Anyway, my mom was a real... My parents were real, like real ones, real hippies. Like my sister was born on Haight-Ashbury, real. And my mom got married in this insane handmade like... She's like, I'm going to make a dress out of suede and fringe and fucking lace and all this stuff.
Do you have
stuff.
A picture of this?
I do. I have an amazing photo. Let me try to find it.
And you have to send it to us.
Yeah.
I think I might have it here. Instagram. But she, and I am devastated because I would totally like break it out for something.
Right.
And she doesn't have it. But I would totally break it out.
Does she remember what she did with it?
No, I mean, they were like, so.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember how she got there.
Yeah.
That's how hippie they were.
Hippie town. Yeah. Yeah. It was real. I'm going to try to find it for you guys.
I just sort of, I love the trend that people are just being very, you know, they're not doing the expected with their weddings. People are wearing like just regular, like beautiful gowns. They're not wearing wedding dresses anymore. And then it's kind of nice. You can wear them again to something and nobody's looking at it going, oh, it's a wedding dress.
I have a problem because I never know what like, you know, when you get that invite and it's like cocktail, what do they, sometimes it says like business attire.
Oh, there's a lot of
like
terms
all the different
now.
Terminology.
Oh, that's my number one pet peeve.
Okay, let's
right
go
now.
Through those because I get confused.
So there's ones that are really like business casual.
What is that?
That means like conservative.
You couldn't do clothes. A t-shirt with business casual,
right.
But business casual is jeans are appropriate. Mm-hmm. You can do a button down, no tie, but you do a sport coat. And then for a girl, it's like it's a skirt or a dress, a jeans or a suit, skirt or dress, or a suit. Business casual sucks. That category is the worst. And then like here's one that drives me crazy. Ready? It's black tie, but it's on the beach or on the grass. You cannot wear a black tie gown and wedges. You can't do it.
No.
So you're literally like, come to my wedding and suffer like
and
a motherfucker for 4 hours, sinking into the grass.
And wear those like
or just wear wedges and look like a big dick.
Or bring your flip flops and put them in your purse.
Which also
don't
is like
don't talk to me about flip flops. I can't do it.
I hate flip flops with jeans. I hate people that wear fucking flip. First of all, I hate flip flops.
Nothing's worse than a man
with flip flops and jeans,
or just even sandals in general. But the flip flops thing. So I've been invited to a lot of weddings, and then flip flops get broken out, and I gotta tell you something. My feet could be fucking bleeding. I could be losing a toe before I will put on one of those fucking.
I'm with
flip-flops.
You. Thank God for you, Jordan. And then. Wait, there's something else that I hate. I hate the word slacks. Nothing drives
slacks.
Me crazier
slacks.
Than that.
It's
fucking
a, yeah, it's
word.
Not a good one.
Slacks. When I walk into a men's like a suit store or whatever, they're like, "What size slacks?" Or I'm like, "I don't wear slacks."
Look,
pants.
Oh wow, she's aren't gorgeous.
They, aren't
I mean,
they so
yeah.
cute?
Wow. We have to have that picture for the Instagram.
Oh, wow.
But that's like, she's like, yeah, let's just get married in the woods. I'll wear this weird suede jumper.
He's wearing jeans and a Henley. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, that's they're like real.
Yeah.
Does he have flip-flops on?
That's great.
God, no. You know there's like some weird hippie moccasin. And I totally support that. Totally support it. I'm fine with a hippie moccasin.
Have you ever thought about designing?
So I actually have a clothing line.
Oh, good.
Oh,
I do. So
as we wrap it up, I want to promote everything you got.
Oh, fabulous. Good. So Meg and I started a line that was essentially like, you know, we're shopping all the time and mm-hmm. we were having a really hard time finding. So our clientele really ranges. We have, we work with an 18-year-old girl. We work with a 86-year-old woman. It really mm-hmm. ranges in between. And we were really having a hard time. We shop everywhere. Every t-shirt was see-through or had holes or it had a fucking saying on it, or it was like the fabric was bullshit, but it was $187, and it wasn't like a really good, like think like what James Purse was for men mm-hmm. but doing it for women and having it like you're gonna wear this and it doesn't matter if you are our size or if you're I don't know maybe we're not the same size, your size, or you know you are size 12, it's gonna be flattering.
Yeah.
So we started this t-shirt line and we did it totally grassroots. Like we were like, here's money, can you make these three styles, we'll sell them off. And they sold really amazing. So one of our clients who had the means to do so was like, this is the best, I really love this, I want to make it, bring it to the next level. So now we've partnered with her and we're launching our third collection, and it's all basics.
What's it called?
It's called the Ennead, or Ennead now, actually. I'm
spell
sorry
that
Ennead.
What does that mean?
It's a group of nine. It's a Greek word for a group of nine. And every season we do nine new styles.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we
why didn't you think of a good name like that for your company? Like that's a clever name. That's a fucking good name.
Thanks.
And it's in a group. It makes sense.
You got to revamp the Chapman Lane situation.
I know, but you know what? We're definitely going like mass media with the T-shirt. We want to go like blow it out.
What's the Instagram
company?
On it?
We want to be like super, super small. The Instagram is the Ennead.
The Ennead.
The Ennead official. I'm sorry.
The Ennead official, and then Twitter is. Do you have a Twitter account?
It's linked to the same thing. Yeah.
It's all linked together, and people can buy it.
So our site is being built right now, and the second collection will launch in the third collection will launch in January, and it'll be up. Like launched live in January.
Made in America.
Made right in downtown Los Angeles.
Love it. So all of your sales will be online so far. You don't have anything like in little stores around.
No,
LA?
So we actually are direct to consumer. We're only selling to our clients right now, mm-hmm. and like we did a lot on Law and Order because it's all basics, right? So it fits Mariska really well. So we've like it's out there in the smallest way.
But soon.
That's really smart because, you know, I found that I was having trouble just finding, again, those basics. Either you get something like, you know, quick and dirty at like a...
Or it has holes, it's really low and it shows your bra or, back fat or whatever it ends up being. For us, it's like, it's kind of like... And they're the T-shirts that we love and the T-shirts that we really want to wear, like that we think are great, are like The Row and Saint Laurent. And that's awesome, but they're also $500. So that's not everyone's world. And that's not my world either. So for us, it was like, what's the happy medium? How can we take kind of this classic?
What is the price point?
The price, like you can get a T-shirt for like $90, $80.
Go ahead, girl. Washable?
Yeah, they're washable. Is that a lot? I feel like it's
Are they going to shrink?
No, so they're all 100%. There's no synthetics. So we do like 100% linen. We do a cashmere cotton. We do like a Pima cotton. It's not synthetic. So they wash really well. They don't shrink.
I feel like if it's something.
Like $90 is a lot.
Okay, well,
what's
it
cost to make? We shouldn't say that if you're charging $90. We should.
We're actually not making that good of a. It's made here in the U.S. It's actually just expensive to make stuff here.
You're just not ordering it enough.
Yeah, we're not making 50,000 units of it.
Which once you do that, you can bring the price point down.
Yeah, or not, and just make a better margin.
I guess. I mean, just think
it's a lot, but think about this.
But then I also think because let me just do an example, and I'm not comparing your company with this, but like the American Apparel brand, like
that's not made well. Like it's not made of high-end material.
It's a basic T-shirt that was inexpensive. That like for instance, like I know that I can get a T-shirt there. I know I'll use it over and over again.
And then you'll have to throw it out a year later.
But it
was here's this was the thought process behind it.
And I don't have to throw it away a year later.
Maybe you should.
You might want to. The thought process behind it was that we're selling it. It was made for our clients. That's why we did it, and it was sold to our clients who are fine with that price point. And even people like me who don't go and spend $500 on a T-shirt might say, "You know what? It's a really good fit. It's a great quality. I'll probably wear it a million times. I'll throw down $90 right now." Fine.
I got you. I'm with you. Right? I'm selling it. I'm buying it. Can I get one?
Yeah.
It's women only, right?
I'm gonna package it with some
only
shortbread.
Hopefully we can put it underneath some overalls.
Yeah. Oh my God. Maybe I should design like a Henley just for you.
You guys, soon you will see me and Jordan with my overall look complete.
Yeah. At Zara.
I'm scared.
We could do it at Zara
with shortbread.
I'm just coming for the drinks and the
cognac.
We'll be editing.
We'll do your Zara too.
Your editing too while we're at it.
All right. There'll be a lot of Instagram stories that day.
All right. How do we find you, Jordan?
You can find me on Instagram. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Which is Jordy S. Lane, at Jordy S. Lane. And then I'm a little bit off, like, I don't do all the rest of it. I'll do Instagram.
Are you Facebooking?
It's linked to it, but it's not my thing.
Okay. And your partner?
She's, like, seriously off the grid.
She doesn't do anything?
Nothing.
But we can see all your Instagram stuff.
Yeah, and then you can also follow some of our style stuff at The Closet Files, which is also Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that.
And the restaurant?
And the restaurant is at Hatch Eatery.
Great.
Yeah.
And then what's the nine thing?
We already forgot. Ennead official.
Ennead. Yeah. Ennead official. Yeah. All right. This is great. Anything else, Christine?
No, I'm really, The Closet Files. Okay, there's lots of boots, guys. Gotta go. You gotta check this stuff out and get inspired.
So this is actually, just really quick, this is a whole listing of stuff that's never worn that our clients who spend retail don't want anymore and are selling it for about 90% off.
Oh, I just got it.
There's a lot of Chanel on there.
Ankle boots.
There's a lot of Dior on there. There's a lot. So we facilitate that for people like me, beg, borrow, and steal.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So our clients are like, I never wore it. I don't care. I don't want it. Can you sell it? We're like, yep.
Have you been to the Breakup Museum or whatever? Have you heard of that place in Hollywood?
Isn't it like right here? I've heard about it. Yeah, but I haven't been there.
So apparently like people are bringing like gifts from their significant others and it's like their museum exhibit. They just donated to the museum. There's like Chanel purses and like Birkins and like.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and you guys do sales every so often too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyways, I digress. All right. Listen, this has been amazing. We did it all.
We did it.
We talked
Jordan,
a lot.
It was really interesting.
Thanks,
thank you so much
guys,
for having
me. Your
daughter
having
me. Please send us a picture of your daughter with her new glasses.
Okay, yeah, I want to see that. Thanks so much for coming on. This was like awesome.
All right. Well, you can find me at Alec Led. You know the story. And
you can find me on all social at Yo Laken.
You can always find me at Stephen Ray Morris.
And we are Worst Ever PC on Twitter and Worst Ever Podcast on Instagram.
You can also email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't send me hate mail. I already know where this is going.
And Stephen, while we're over at Zara, do you want us to pick you up some overalls?
I'm so ready for the overalls movement.
Okay.
I'm ready
for it. I feel like Stephen wears flip-flops. I'm not going to lie.
Nope, not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Not after today. No. Or if you did, we're not going to admit it.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great one, guys. We'll see you next week.